Nashville's pre-K program is adding nearly 300 more slots this year, thanks to a multi-year federal grant. The recent growth has opened up space for middle-class families to attend for the first time. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Metro's pre-K director, Dana Ekman, says it's been good for the city's program to have more affluent families attending. Previously, students had to qualify as low income. Now, she says the early learning centers are split 50-50.
You have children that are coming in with really high academic language that are modeling for other children. So we've seen that we're reaching our outcomes at a faster rate because we have diversity.
One of those newly eligible students is the daughter of Darwin Mason. His wife is a stay-at-home mom, but they thought it was important to get their four-year-old in school, so they enrolled her at the new Bordeaux Early Learning Center.
To be able to have our experience, students from all different backgrounds was huge, because that's the world that we live in. She was not only to have diversity in ethnicity and race, but also in socioeconomic status. I think that what Metro is doing is the right decision for kids.
Mason is an elementary school principal himself. Though there have been some discouraging studies about pre-K's long-term effectiveness, Mason says he feels like the extra year benefits his incoming kindergartners. Nashville is still far from universal pre-K, though. In Antioch, for instance, there were 1,000 more families who wanted to attend than the number of seats available. Southeast Davidson County is where most of the new pre-K classrooms will go this year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.